Living in a rowdy, boisterous, self-conscious family can be a challenge for a sensitive young man. Complicated by deafness and parents and siblings who have their own attitudes and theories about how deafness should be accommodated or not, Billy's plight in Nina Raine's play Tribes is a big challenge. It gets even tougher when he meets Sylvia, who's losing her hearing and who comes from a family that uses sign language to communicate. With me in the studio tonight are Dale Dymkosky and Kelly Mengelcook, who play Billy and Sylvia in the regional premiere of this Drama Desk award-winning show at Ensemble Theater Cincinnati. It opens Wednesday. Welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Let's start with some conversation about the play's title. It's called Tribes, and I think some people may say, "What? You just said something about being deaf? What does that have to do with tribes?" So I wonder if you'd each elaborate a little bit on what it means, and I'm going to guess that you've probably talked some about what the playwright had in mind in giving this title to it. So, Kelly, maybe you'd like to start?
Like you were saying when you were talking about what this play is about, it's about a deaf young man who belongs to a family that doesn't let him belong to the quote-unquote tribe of the deaf community. Not out of any ill will so much as they thought they were doing the right thing for him by keeping him from that culture. And likewise, Sylvia has been raised in the tribe of the deaf community, being one of the few hearing people.
I always found it interesting that the name of the play is Tribes, because there's no reference to that word in the entire play, which I thought was pretty interesting. But yeah, it obviously alludes to we stick to what we're comfortable with. And a family is a tribe. The deaf community is a tribe. And ultimately, I think the play is about transcending differences. We like to stick to what we know.
Mm-hmm. And how I read a remark that Nina Raine, the playwright, made where she said, the family is a tribe, an infighting tribe, but intensely loyal. And that struck me, having read the script, that it really does sort of capture the fact these people all love each other in one way or another, but boy, do they make it difficult sometimes.
Yeah, tough love.
So in Tribes, Billy is an accomplished lip reader, while Sylvia uses sign language expressively. It's worth mentioning that Raine's script for Tribes employs spoken language and sign language and surtitles, so we are sometimes moving back and forth or seeing a conversation that's being done in sign, but we who are able to only listen and understand will have the surtitles there to tell us what's going on. Mm-hmm. So sometimes there's multiple levels of conversation. That has to have made an interesting added challenge for you as actors to be doing that sort of thing, because sometimes you're reacting to spoken words and sometimes it's to sign things or to things that are even sort of unsaid, but you exchange with one another. How has that been?
I think one of the best things about this process has been the heightened level of active listening that is required to communicate with each other. Dale, what do you
think? Yeah, I think it's just fascinating how just on many levels we communicate. Sign language is very expressive. So even if you are hearing and don't communicate through sign, you'll get a lot because the language itself is very just expressive and it's very actor-friendly, I find. Learning sign language as an actor, it's all about physical expression. It's been great.
We should probably tell you that more than half of Tribe's performances are going to be signed. So anyone in the audience who does have that skill to be able to appreciate that will be able to add yet another level to all of this and perhaps compare their signing to your signing, Kelly. That will be
interesting. I'm trying not to think too hard about that. No, it's been great. Don Caudill, who is an ASL interpreter here in town and teaches, and she's awesome. She's been helping us both. Yeah, she's really set us at ease and reminded us, like, when we are signing, the interpreters will not be signing. So it is our responsibility to do it right, and it's
fun.
That's
an awesome responsibility there.
Yeah.
Dale, I understand from some publicity for the show that you really do have a hearing loss.
I do, yeah.
I would guess means that you have perhaps at least a longer-term understanding of many of the issues that these characters face.
Yeah, sure. When I first read the play, I immediately identified emotionally with Billy's upbringing. I was born with to say percentage-wise is not quite accurate, but in layman's terms, about a 60% loss of hearing, which is considered a moderately severe loss of hearing. Billy's more deaf than that. He's got more a profound hearing loss. But I can certainly identify with the sort of isolation and not quite being a part of the conversation.
And his loss is from birth also.
Yeah. So they found my hearing loss at age 3. I've been wearing hearing aids since the age of 3. So we don't know if it was from birth or did it have an early illness. We don't quite know that.
But certainly from an early age.
Yeah.
Then. How have you used your own experience in working on this show?
My experience was a lot like Billy's in that my family wanted me to be quote-unquote normal. I was encouraged to get out there and play sports and do everything that everybody else did. And my mom always made sure I sat in the front of the class so I could hear everything. But I didn't grow up learning sign language, so that was another thing that hooked me into the character. I developed an intuition, intuitive way of understanding people. And lip reading is something that I've been able to do as well.
I haven't mentioned it, but you, Kelly, are also a member of the acting company at Cincinnati Shakespeare. And so sometimes you are dealing with language that, well, it's certainly not everyday speech. I wonder, is there any transfer of working with that to what you are doing with this?
You know, that's interesting. I would say, like Dale was saying, signing comes very natural to actors. Doing Shakespeare, we have a lot of like physical anchoring to clarify antithesis or whatever. And I would say it kind of transfers over into sign language because everything's directional and it's very physically anchored to mm-hmm. where you are talking or who you are talking about.
I suspect that people who come to see Tribes are going to walk away with a new perspective on deafness. But the play is about so much more than that.
Oh, yeah.
It's about the dynamic of families and tribes, as we talked about a little bit earlier. Well, it's interesting to me, reading the script, and I'm sure it'll be even more interesting watching it on stage, is that the people who are part of the family that you are part of, they don't hear one another very well either, although they all have
yes.
their hearing. But they all have their opinions, and they spend a lot of time not listening to each other and ending up arguing about things because of that.
Yeah, I mean, ultimately, it's about how do we communicate? How do we get what we feel across?
Yeah.
How do we express that?
And Kelly, your character, interestingly, is dealing with a loss of hearing. Sylvia comes from a deaf family,
mm-hmm.
so you've learned to sign, but now in your 20s, you're losing your hearing. And so you're evolving from one state to another, which leads to a whole different set of emotions and issues and that sort of thing.
From Sylvia's perspective, I feel like she feels like she's in the clear, and then one day she has to become more of a community. And there is a lot of growing resentment towards that fact as the play progresses. Mm-hmm. And bringing Billy into the community and seeing his perspective with wide eyes, it almost tires her out with what she's had to be and live with her whole life.
Yeah.
So it's finding that balance again.
The play is an award-winning play. It comes from England originally. Nina Raine is a British writer. It premiered in London in 2010, and it is getting a lot of production around the country right now, but this is the regional premiere of it here at Ensemble Theater. So I hope all of you out there listening are looking forward to it. My guests this evening have been Dale Dymkosky and Kelly Mengelcook from Ensemble Theater's regional premiere of Nina Raine's Tribes. Opening night is Wednesday. It continues through February 16th. For more information about the theater and this production, you can look for a link at wvxu.org. Thank you both for taking the time to stop by.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
For Around Cincinnati, I'm Rick Pender.